Good morning, Jarvis.
Good morning, Mark. It's Saturday, so you only have 5 meetings. Room temperature is set to a cool 68 degrees.
Well, the first voice you heard there was Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. He's addressing Jarvis, Zuckerberg's new voice interactive AI home assistant. And if Jarvis himself sounds familiar, that's because it's the voice of actor Morgan Freeman. Zuckerberg's video, posted on his Facebook page, of course, shows how Jarvis can control the lights in addition to the thermostat at Zuckerberg's home. Jarvis even makes toast, but doesn't seem to be able to butter it. Now, Zuckerberg programmed the Jarvis AI assistant himself, but asked the public for voice suggestions, and Morgan Freeman got the nod. Well, in February of 1980, a teenager from Salt Lake City discovered a secret room. Its architect was easy to identify because his name was written vertically down a computer screen, Warren Robinette. Robinette was the man behind the secret room whose hidden message was buried in a popular Atari video game called Adventure. Atari was completely unaware of it until the 15-year-old teen wrote a letter describing what he'd found. Tim Skog of Here and Now contributor WBUR has this profile of Robinette, computer programmer, game designer, and creator of one of the earliest known secret rooms or Easter eggs tucked away in a video game.
When I found that I was designing video games for a company that was controlled by people that were going to force me to be an anonymous contributor, even though I created the entire game, Adventure, it made me mad. It was a power play, and after a while of being frustrated, not enjoying being under the heel of the big money guys, I had a sneaky idea, which was to hide my name in the game. I was making the graphics, I was writing the code, I was making the sound effects, so I was in control of everything. So if I wanted to make a really hard-to-get-to place in the video game, a secret room, and then put my name in there, well, that would be a way to outfox the power guys who were running Atari then. Where I got that idea was somebody played one of the Beatles songs backwards and they thought they could hear it say, "I buried Paul." And so that was my model for hiding my name in the video game. A secret message hidden in a hard to find place. And of course the message was important to me. Just like an artist puts his signature down in the corner of a painting, same thing. Well, I wanted to make it hard to get into the secret room because I didn't want somebody who was testing it beforehand to find this, so I did not make it easy, and I thought I might have made it too hard. I wasn't sure any kid would actually find it, so it was a little bit of an experiment. Here's what had to happen for you to get into the secret room. If you went and got the bridge, people who had played the game knew that you could use the bridge to cross walls, and crossed into this little chamber, and then moved around a little bit, you'd hear doo-doo-doo, that picking up sound, doo-doo-doo, and the dropping sound, doo-doo-doo-doo. They were the same notes, but in opposite order. And then if you looked down there, you could see that you'd picked up a tiny little object. It was 1 pixel in size. The guy who wrote the manual didn't know about the secret room or the dot, so it didn't say anything about a dot or a secret room in the game's manual. So, story I've heard from some players over the years is that the kids would go crazy. They wouldn't let their parents turn off the TV or the video game for weeks while they explored the entire game world, trying this and trying that. They knew the dot had to do something, but they didn't know what. And the answer was that there was a certain wall that if you brought the dot into that room and you had another object or two in there, that side wall would disappear. And that suggested that you could go through it, and in fact you could go through it. And once you did that, you got into the secret room, and then why hold back? At that point, my name filled the screen, flashing colored lights, created by Warren Robinette. I went from feeling downtrodden and under heel to feeling like I was winning this battle. This is kind of a David and Goliath story, I think, because I was definitely the little guy in this fight. And I handed the game in to be manufactured. I quit my job because I was being treated as a bad employee. I mean, I invented the action-adventure game, sold a million units, and made $25 million for Atari. But Atari did not know about the secret room until a 15-year-old kid from Salt Lake City wrote them a letter and explained in detail with maps how to get into the secret room. So I quit Atari, the game was released, Atari found out about the Easter egg, so other programmers at Atari who were making games found out about it. They wanted to hear about the Easter egg in the secret room, so one night we had pizza and beer. I told them how I did it, how I implemented it, about keeping it secret. And as I looked around the table, there were about six or eight Atari game designers there. I could see a gleam in every eye, like they were already thinking about how they were going to put their secret message into their Atari 2600 game.
Our story was produced by Tim Skoge.